Well, hello. Come right in. Oh, George, we've got company, and they're all in uniform.
This is Bill Goodwin, inviting all you servicemen and women to enjoy another pleasant visit with George Burns and Gracie Allen, our tenor Jimmy Cash, and Felix Mills and his orchestra. And now, meet the people who live in the Burns house, George and Gracie. Well, the Burnses have just arrived in Philadelphia on their bond-selling tour. We find them now getting settled in their hotel room.
Well, you know, George, there's something about this hotel room that reminds me of our honeymoon.
Really?
Yeah. Could it be that little love seat in the corner?
Could be.
Or is it the do not disturb sign on the door?
That might be it.
Maybe it's that umbrella stand.
Maybe.
There's something in this room that was there on our honeymoon. Oh, I know what it is.
What?
You.
Yes, I was there.
Well, imagine me thinking it was the umbrella stand that reminded me of our honeymoon. When all the time it was you, Volcano Lip Burns.
Yeah.
George, how about one of those burning kisses right now?
Oh, Gracie.
Oh, come on.
Well, okay.
I guess it was the umbrella stand.
Well, let's forget it. We're not in Philadelphia for a honeymoon. We're here to sell war bonds.
Yeah, I know it, dear. And it's a special thrill to be selling bonds in this famous historical city.
That's right, Gracie. Why, Philadelphia was once the capital of the United States.
It was?
Sure. They used to move the capital a lot. Once they moved it to New York, once to Trenton, Annapolis, Philadelphia, and then finally to Washington to stay. Didn't you ever study history, Gracie? Don't you know all about the famous men who lived here? Hamilton, Thomas Paine, Benjamin Franklin.
William Eversharp.
William Eversharp?
Schaefer?
Those are pens.
Oh, that's the man. William Penn.
William Penn, yeah. Well, maybe we'd better forget Philadelphia history and concentrate on what we're going to do at the bond rally tonight.
Well, they'll want me to play my concerto, of course.
Your concerto for index finger?
Yes. My goodness, I better sit down here at the piano and run through the concerto to be sure I remember it. Haven't forgotten a note.
Remarkable memory.
Oh, where's the bond rally going to be held tonight, George?
Convention Hall.
Oh, I wish it was Independence Hall.
Why Independence Hall?
Well, isn't that where they have the famous Liberty Bell?
Yeah.
Well, if I were there, they'd have two famous bells.
Yeah, both in the same condition. Anyway, Gracie, Independence Hall is much too old to use now. It would just collapse.
But I love old historical buildings. If I had my way, they'd never be torn down, no matter how ancient and rickety they became.
Well, come in. Oh, hello, Bill.
Hi, Burnses. What's doing?
Oh, well, we were just discussing, having a little discussion, Bill, and I'd like your opinion.
Okay.
Do you think something you love should be disposed of just because it's old and run down and ready to collapse?
Oh, no, Gracie. I'd hang on to George.
You're a riot, Goodwin.
Well, Bill, I was referring to old historical buildings. By the way, have you seen any of the landmarks around here?
Well, not yet, Gracie, but I met a Philadelphia girl, and I told her she was so cute, I'd like her to show me Independence Hall and Market Street and Wanamaker's this afternoon.
How about the main line?
I'll give her that tonight.
Well, I hope your Philadelphia girl wins, Bill. By the way, where will you two go tonight?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe the same place I took my date last night, Shibe Park.
Shibe Park? Isn't that where the Phillies play baseball?
Yeah, that's right. Believe me, I know just how those Phillies felt last season.
You do?
Yeah, I didn't get to first base either. Well, so long, kids.
So long.
Well, I better limber up my finger. George, would you believe that I never took a lesson?
That I believe.
I inherited all from my mother. A remarkable woman, my mother. She had something no other woman had.
And I married her.
Well, that doesn't make sense.
I know that now.
Well, they'll probably want me to play my concerto with Eugene Normandy and the Philadelphia Orchestra. Ooh, gee, I'm nervous.
You are?
Well, sure. How do I know that orchestra can handle it?
It's only one of the greatest orchestras in the country.
Oh, yeah. Greater than Spike Jones?
Greater, yes, yes. Besides, what makes you think they'll ask you to play that one-fingered monstrosity in Philadelphia?
Well, because I played it in Boston. My goodness, Philadelphia can't afford to let Boston get all the fame.
You think when you play somewhere, that makes it famous?
Well, whoever heard of Carnegie Hall before I played there?
Gracie, Rachmaninoff played there. Rubinstein played there. Do you think you're better than Rubinstein?
Well, George, now that's an awkward question. If I say yes, I'm conceited. And if I say no, I'm lying.
Oh, murder.
Jimmy Cash, our young tenor, sings for you the romantic ballad, Make Believe.
Could make believe I love you. Only make believe that you love me. Other time, peace of mind in pretending. Couldn't I? Our lips are blending in a phantom kiss, or two or three might as well make believe I love you. All to tell the truth, I do.
Isn't that beautiful, George? I've never been in better finger.
Yes, you're in great finger tonight.
Well, any minute now, I'll get an invitation to play from Mrs. Grittingham Smythe Van Smythe.
Who is she?
Well, she represents the music lovers of Philadelphia. She's the social leader.
Real society, huh?
Oh, the cream. Why, she cut her finger once, and they had to give her a transfusion of blue plasma.
And you think Mrs. Van Smythe will contact you?
Oh, sure. She corners all the celebrities. If Tibbet came to Philadelphia, he'd sing for her. If Edgar Guest came, he'd recite for her. If the Mayo brothers came, they'd take out her appendix.
Gracie, I hope you're not working up to a letdown.
Oh, I'm not worried, dear. The invitation will come, and my finger and I will be ready. I've been exercising in it, and I meet some awfully nice people that way.
You meet people by exercising your finger?
Oh, yes. I wiggle it back and forth, and men keep rushing over.
Gracie, if you were...
Oh, I'll bet that's a telegram from Mrs. Van Smythe right now. You go let the Western Union boy in. I'll stay here and practice some more.
Okay. Come in. Yes?
How do you do, Mr. Burns? I'm Jose Iturbe.
Well,
Jose Iturbe, the pianist?
Yes, on behalf of Mrs. Griddington Smythe Van Smythe and the music lovers of Philadelphia, I would like to speak to your wife.
Well, I'll be done. Gracie said you folks would call on her, but I didn't believe it.
Oh, yes. We heard her play in Boston.
You did?
Yes. And I'm here to see that what happened to Boston should not happen to Philadelphia.
Oh, I see. You're here to ask her not to play.
Exactly.
Well, I'm glad they picked you for the job. She'd argue with most people, but not with a world-famous genius like Jose Iturbe.
Oh, please, Mr. Burns. I'm not a genius.
No?
No, it's just that I'm better than anyone else.
Well, you'll find Gracie right in the next room.
Thank you. Mrs. Burns, I have a message for you from Mrs. Smythe Van Smythe.
Oh, good. Here's a dime for you, boy.
Boy, I'm Jose Iturbe. Don't you recognize me?
Well, now, you can't expect me to know every Western Union messenger in Philadelphia.
No. I'm Iturbe, the musician.
Oh, you deliver the singing telegrams.
Mrs. Burns, I do not deliver telegrams. I play the piano.
Oh, so that's it.
So that's what?
You want me to give you lessons.
Mrs. Burns.
Well, now, we artists are always being pursued by you poor, struggling amateurs.
Mrs. Burns, the last thing in the world I expect is to get a lesson from you.
Oh, now don't be shy. I'm not one of those conceited geniuses. I'm very democratic and always glad to speak to those who are beneath me.
Really?
Oh, sure. How do?
How do? Now, about this idea of a piano lesson.
Well, look, now, I haven't much time, but then it shouldn't take long to give you a few pointers. Come over to the piano.
You are going to give me pointers? Listen to this.
All right, I'll be glad to. Well, this may take longer than I thought. Do that again. I notice you use all 10 fingers.
Of course.
Well, I'll break you of that.
It's bad to use 10 fingers?
For playing the piano, yes. For milking a cow, no.
You always play with 1 finger?
Oh, yes. The finger is my contribution to the art of music. Bach gave it the fugue. Beethoven gave it the symphony. I gave it...
How true.
Now, sit down beside me at the piano, and we'll start the lesson. First, now, what do you call these little black and white things?
Those are keys.
Well, my, you're more advanced than you sounded. Well,
thank you.
Well, now, look at the keys. See? The black ones stick up higher than the white ones.
Yes, I have noticed that before.
Well, now, pianos are made that way so you can play high notes and low notes.
Mrs. Burns.
Oh, going too fast for you, huh?
Please.
Well, I forgot to explain what notes are. When you hit the keys, they make noises, and those noises are called notes.
Oh, nuts.
No, notes. Now, but don't be discouraged. It'll come to you. Now, I'll have you play a note. Now, let me see. What's a nice note for you to start on? Mm-hmm. Well, hit that one there, the 7th one from the wood.
You mean E-flat?
Oh, you have names for them.
Certainly, don't you?
Well, what's the use? They all look alike. Well, back to the lesson.
Look, this has gone far enough. I don't need lesson. I know all the notes. In fact, I can play an entire composition.
You mean you know a whole piece by heart?
Yes.
Chopsticks?
No. Would you care to hear it?
Oh, all right. And don't be nervous just because I'm here. We all have to start sometime.
Well, Mrs. Burns?
Are you sure you're not with Western Union?
I'm positive.
But it's not too late. They do need boys.
Don't you understand? I play the piano for a living.
Oh, you poor man. Don't you have some hobby that would bring in a little money?
No.
Raising pigeons or cheating at cards?
No.
Oh, now look. There must be something you can do.
Esta pobre está loca completamente. Me está volviendo loco además. Puede ir al demonio.
Oh, I knew it. You can teach French.
I quit. I give up. Goodbye.
Well, I don't blame him. If I had no talent, I'd give up too.
Hey, what happened to Jose Atrope?
Oh, now isn't he a sweet little man, George? Mrs. Van Smart sent him over to invite me to play tonight, but he got so flustered and nervous he forgot.
Wait a minute. Then you still think you're going to play your concerto?
Well, certainly. Wait till you see the new hat I got to wear tonight.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes, and a new dress to go with it.
Now, look, it was bad enough to get the hat, but the dress goes right back to the store.
But, George, please. I can't walk out in front of 17,000 people in just a hat.
Gracie.
This is Philadelphia, you know.
Gracie.
Well, they're very strict here.
I know.
Why, even in the restaurants, they have to put extra long panties on the lamb chops.
Honey, didn't Jose Aturby say anything about you not playing tonight?
Well, of course not. Oh, Philadelphia will love me, George. Why, they'll probably name one of their big streets after me, just as the street in front of our hotel is named after a woman.
What street is that?
Broad Street.
Oh, yes. Broad Street. Look, Gracie.
Oh, dear. Will you see who that is? I want to try on my new hat.
Come in.
Oh, say, George, would you and Gracie like to go out with my girl and me and double date tonight?
No, Bill.
Well, gee, George, why so low? Somebody beat you to a cigarette butt?
No, it's Gracie again. That girl keeps me in hot water.
Let's just say she keeps you, buddy.
Look, Bill, do me a favor, will you? Go get Jose Iturbe and bring him back here. I've got an idea how we can talk Gracie out of the concert.
Oh, okay, George. I'll bring him right back.
Oh, Tico Tico, Tico Tico Tico, Pop is Tico Tico, he's a cuckoo in my pot. And when he says cuckoo, he means it's time to woo. It's Tico time for all the lovers in the block. I've got a heavy day, the tay-da-tay-da-day, so Tico Tico, tell me, is it getting late? If I'm on time, cuckoo, but if I'm late, woo-woo, the one my heart has gone to may not want to wait. For just a birdie and a birdie who goes nowhere, he knows of every lover's lane and how to go there. Or in affairs of the heart, my Tico's terribly smart. He tells me gently, sentimentally at the start. Oh, oh, I hear my little Tico Tico calling, because the time is right and shades of night are falling. I love that not so cuckoo cuckoo in the clock. Tico 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 Tico.
Well, here he is, George.
Oh, thanks, Bill. Now, look, Jose, I think I know how we can handle this concert business without hurting Gracie's feelings.
Good.
First, we'll tell her she can play.
Second, I leave town.
Now, wait a minute. We'll tell Gracie that she can play tonight, but we'll make it look so unattractive that even she will refuse to appear.
Oh, now you are cooking with gas. I dig you up.
Well, good. Come on in. Gracie, Mr. Iturbe has come back to see you.
Oh, Mr. Iturbe, my husband has told me who you are, and I certainly owe you an apology for the way I spoke to you today.
Well, it's quite all right.
Yeah, I thought you were some poor struggling musician. Imagine me wanting to give Jose Iturbe free lessons. Now that I know who you are, they'll cost you $10.
Gracie.
Mrs. Burns, I came to tell you that everything is ready for your concert tonight.
Oh, good. I know Mrs. Van Smythe will like my new hat. It'll be the rage of Convention Hall.
Well, we decided Convention Hall wasn't large enough.
Oh, really? Where am I going to play?
The Stockyard.
The Stockyard?
Yes.
Oh, how wonderful.
But, Gracie, it'll be kind of smelly there.
Oh, once they've heard my playing, they won't even notice the Stockyard.
But Gracie, you'll be playing outdoors.
Yes, Mrs. Burns, you will freeze tonight. Personally, I'm staying home in front of the fireplace. I'm expecting a cold wave.
A cold wave? Well, when you get her warmed up, bring her over to the concert.
Jose, try a little flattery on her.
Okay, okay. Mrs. Burns, you are a beautiful woman. A very beautiful woman.
Oh, well, thank you. You're a beautiful man.
You are fascinating, alluring, gorgeous. But how will you look after sitting in the rain for an hour?
Fascinating, alluring, gorgeous, and wet.
Oh, fine.
Nothing can stop me from playing tonight.
Well, it's no use, Jose. Come on. Well, fellas, how'd you do?
Terrible. Dead woman absolutely refuses to give up.
Well, yeah. All she's thinking about is that new hat she's going to wear tonight.
You know something? You guys know nothing about women.
I suppose you could stop her.
Well, sure. I know more about women than any man living.
You're doing a lot of bragging.
Doing a lot of living, too. You watch me.
Your friend seems very sure of himself.
Well, he's young. You know how youth is.
Of course. Do you?
Let's just wait for him. He doesn't stand a chance.
Well, so, they expect me to give a concert, do they? Well, that's just too bad. You can tell Mrs. Van Spyte the whole thing is off.
It's off?
It certainly is. After what Bill told me, I wouldn't play in a Philadelphia concert tonight for $10 million.
For heaven's sake, what did Bill tell you?
Well, he said Mrs. Van Spyte was coming to the concert in a hat just like mine.
Well, I'll be darned. Well, Gracie, this completes the eastern part of our bond tour.
Well, that's right. From now on, we'll be selling bonds back home in California.
Good old California.
Yes.
Old California, here I come. Right.
George.
Back.
George.
Where?
George.
Are we?
George.
Uh-huh.
George, if I can't play in Philadelphia, you can't sing.
I say, good night, folks.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.